There once lived a pretty little girl named Cinderella who lived in Germany. But after her mother died, she and her father moved to Africa. Then a month later, her father married a strict woman. The strict woman had two daughters. One day there was a letter in the mailbox. Her father told her to give it to the stepmother. She felt like something bad was about to happen. She gave the note to her stepmother. The stepmother said, "Girls, we have good news. The prince is looking for a bride. And so he is putting on a ball." The girl shouted at once, "Get me ready for the ball." Then there was a fight about who will get ready for the ball first. The stepmother said, "I will pick." She picked the prettiest to go first. So Cinderella had to pick at a beautiful dress. The one she picked was pretty indeed. It had blue and silver stars, and the rest of the color was gold. The other girl said, "Mother, Mother, I want a dress as white as a pearl." So Cinderella got her a dress as white as a pearl. So after she put it on, Cinderella, "Do our hair, do our nails, and give us a diamond necklace." After Cinderella did all this stuff, she asked, "Can I go?" The stepmother said, "Of course, no." The girls laughed and said, "We can never see Cinderella going to the ball." Then Cinderella begged, "Please let me go to the ball. All I want is a little dance with the prince." After they left, a strange-looking creature appeared on Cinderella's bed. "Who are you?" she asked. "I am a lynx cat, but I'm also your fairy godmother. You are going to the ball, even though you don't know how." She took a nutcracker out of her pockets and said, "Please do this right today. Now start this magic after four shakes." After four shakes, sure enough, lots of magic came. "Please tell me how to go to the ball," said Cinderella. "Is that your wish?" asked the lynx cat. "Oh yes," said Cinderella. After the fairy godmother waved her nutcracker two times, Cinderella had everything she needed to go to the ball. "I almost forgot," she said. "Everything will vanish when the clock strikes 12. Then the lynx cat vanished in thin air. Cinderella looked at her feet and saw two crystal slippers on her feet. When she got to the ball, everybody stared at her. The prince asked if she wanted to dance with him, and she did. They danced and danced, but then the clock struck 12. She leaped down the stairs, but sure enough, the prince got a grip of her dress. She lost one shoe, and she was running in her underwear. When she got home, she got on new clothes. When her stepmother came home, she said, "Cinderella, you should have come to the ball. The prince fell in love with this beautiful girl the minute he saw her." "We were almost his bride," the girls grumbled, "but at least we got to go to the ball and Cinderella didn't. She probably doesn't even know how to dance." The girls kept on chatting, so Cinderella checked the mail. When she opened a letter, she read the letter. It said, "Someone is coming to see if you fit the missing glass slipper." "That's me," she said in her head. Then she went back in the house. She already saw her stepsisters trying on the glass slipper. The slipper didn't fit them. Cinderella asked if she could try on the slipper. Her stepmother said no. Cinderella just walked forward and tried it on. It fits her foot. And then she got married to the prince the next day. They lived happily ever after.